You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Block Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show. And if you're a business owner out there, we're going to have some tips for you today on some things that you need to know before filing a lawsuit. And actually, I really like this subject, Jeff, because you always hear, you know, something goes wrong or something happens, you know, an agreement between two people and somebody goes, I'm going to sue, you know, you're going to be in this big trouble, and people will raise this allegation right away. There's a lot of things to be aware of before you just run down and go try to file a lawsuit.
Yeah, there are, Kevin. And, you know, I'm a transactional attorney, but the way I was trained, you know, and I'm now 13 plus years practicing, I was thrown into a lot of litigation early in my career. So, and the reason that the partners I was working for told me they were doing it was, they said, we want you to learn what not to do. We want you to see how deals go bad. So when you're drafting contracts, when you're doing this transactional stuff, you understand how saying something the wrong way or being unclear can lead to a very expensive lawsuit. No one ever ends up winning 100% in a lawsuit. They cost money. The expectations are always high. As an attorney, the job is to manage the expectations. You may be satisfied with the result, but you don't ever 100% get what you want. And so that's why, as in my job, drafting contracts and negotiating deals, we want to be real clear and make sure that when we try to minimize the potential for a lawsuit, because at that point it gets to be a much difficult situation. My firm's got great litigators. We can handle cases, but it's that relationship with the client that's forever changed.
So let's talk about fraud, because this is one claim that you hear a lot of people make. In fact, it comes up really quickly when things go south and someone say, well, that's fraud, and you know, you're going to get sued for fraud. Fraud is actually a really, really difficult thing to prove.
It's one of the most difficult claims to prove. In Minnesota, there's a series of elements that have to be proven in order to assert a fraud claim, and I'll just go through them. There has to be a representation. It has to be false. It has to do with a past or present fact. It has to be material. It was susceptible of knowing that it was that it was false. Yes, the representative knew it to be false or asserted that it's his own knowledge without knowing it to be true or false. The representative intended the other person to be induced to act or justified in so acting, and the aggrieved person's action was in reliance upon the representation, and person to suffer damages, and it's related to the representation. So you have to get through this whole series of, was it false? Could you have figured out that it wasn't, you know, that you knew that it was false? You know, all these things. And everybody wants to jump to fraud right away.
Right.
It's a really expensive, you're talking six figures of attorney's fees to pursue a fraud claim against somebody. So it's not necessarily, I mean, yeah, you may think it's fraud, but it might not legally meet the definition.
There's a word that you said in there of all the different things that meet the fraud threshold, but one of them was the word intent, like the intent or intentionally doing this.
Yeah.
The intent is really a hard thing to prove.
Yeah, it's intent. You've got two standards. You've got intended to do it, or, you know, it's known or should have known, okay? I mean, so there's got to be some way out there of proving that the person who's being accused of fraud somehow should have known that what they were saying was false.
Let's talk about other things that people will bring suits on. There's a lot of times, you know, outside of the issues of fraud, there's a lot of things that we think are really important, and the judge is just going to really throw the book at you and whatever. But what we see as important may not necessarily be seen as important in the court.
Let me give you an example. Years and years ago, early on in my practice, I was handling a case, and the defendant in the case misstated something in deposition. Okay, misstated. Just it was a mistake. My client was convinced that they were going to win by showing the guy that he had perjured himself and that he'd be going to jail for perjury. And I should say this was about the time, I think, and this was during the Clinton presidency. So, mm-hmm. you know, that was, you know, the perjury. But it's like, and this was how they were going to win the day.
Mm-hmm.
And within, we got, finally got into mediation. And I think within the first 5 minutes of the mediation, when the mediator told my client that that didn't matter whatsoever and he should just stop saying it, that's how far the perjury argument got in terms of helping win the day. So mm-hmm. there was a case of the client just fixated on this,
mm-hmm.
and it meant nothing. Mm-hmm. It meant absolutely nothing. It was just, it was a simple misstatement that was correctable. So
let's visit a little bit about some of the logical steps then. If somebody feels they were wronged in some fashion and feels need to file a lawsuit, instead of just running down to the court and deciding they're going to file a lawsuit, what are some of the initial steps that they should take to determine whether they actually have a valid claim or not?
Well, obviously talk to an attorney. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have to pay a little bit of money to an attorney to review the state of, you know, case law and statutes and advise as to whether or not you even have a case. I deal that with in my real estate practice all the time, looking at potential, you know, could be a boundary line dispute or an eminent domain matter or whatever, and looking at to see is there even something there? Because mm-hmm. cases, you know, like I said, lawsuits are expensive. And the one thing I always make a point to anybody before going through it, it's easy to file a lawsuit. It's a lot harder to win it. There's no sure things in litigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go in front of a judge, if you could take it all the way to trial,
mm-hmm.
and or in some cases a jury, and even the best case, the strongest case, has a 50-50 shot in court. You know, a lot of folks think that judges are, you know, the best and brightest, and in some cases they are, but to a large extent they're political appointees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a judge is a former lawyer, and a judge knows what the judge knows, but maybe doesn't know all the nuances of business law or real estate law or whatever the industry is that's in, and so you can't bank on the judge knowing everything that and just say, oh, I don't even know why we're here. Done. Verdict for you. We're all done. Doesn't mm-hmm. happen that way.
So what do you have to say, and we're just about out of time here, but what do you have to say for some of these really ridiculous lawsuits that happen out there? And people win, like pouring hot coffee in somebody's
yeah.
lap.
Well, you know, some of those verdicts do get overturned, but I'll say, I'll quote one of my professors from law school gave us a thing that said, sometimes the attorney's job is telling a client he's a damn fool and should stop what he's doing.
Excellent. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show. You can contact Jeff at jobrien@lohman.com. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, dreamers want.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.